Welcome to N Squared TechCast, a live internet radio show offering the latest news and interviews with the people driving business, technology, and politics in Michigan. Now, your hosts, Matt Rausch and Mike Brennan.
Hey, it's Matt Rausch.
And Mike Brennan.
And you are indeed listening to the M Squared TechCast, proudly part of the PodcastDetroit.com network. All right, the Great Lakes Renewable Energy Association. Is this the executive director, John Freeman?
Yes, it is.
Good. Okay, well, you are here to talk to us about the association's activities and also about your conference coming up, right?
That's exactly right.
Okay. So tell us when and where and what's going to be there at the conference coming up in Traverse City.
Well, the conference and fair takes place on the weekend of June 23rd, 24th, and 25th, with 23rd being a Friday, the 24th being a Saturday, and the 25th is a Sunday. The energy conference takes place on the Saturday, the 24th, and then the energy fair takes place on Sunday, the 25th. Friday afternoon from 4 to 8 o'clock, we're having a panel session on the future of electric mobility. In other words, electric cars and that whole trend that's going to continue to develop. So that's kind of like an add-on event. But the core of the weekend is the energy conference on Saturday and the energy fair on Sunday.
What do you see is what will be discussed at the mobility event on Friday?
Well, the key thing about the mobility event is that we're seeing the increase in demand for electric cars as well as electric car charging infrastructure. And this is a growing trend because more and more people want to buy cars that actually run on electricity that's generated by renewable energy versus, the standard, internal combustion engine, which runs on oil, gasoline. And so we're going to be talking about some of the trends, about some of the current models, about what the future holds, and about how we're going to install the infrastructure for charging electric cars as well. But that's just one panel. The event on Saturday, which is our conference, is we're going to be talking about the whole kind of the state of the renewable energy world. And we want to particularly focus on Michigan because Michigan has been growing quite dramatically in terms of adopting renewable energy. But we still have some challenges ahead of us. So we have a series of workshops where we want to identify some of the hurdles that we have to get on top of in order to accelerate the adoption of renewable energy in Michigan. And then on Sunday, which is our energy fair, this is when members of the public can come and mix and talk with renewable energy companies that install renewable energy systems, and they can learn, from talking with the companies how easy it is. They can learn how to finance it and what is the what we call the payback period. I mean, how long do you have to own your system before you paid for it? And then, how long will it be until you would get essentially free electricity from, mostly solar, but possibly geothermal, possibly wind?
That's like 10 or 12 years or something like that, right?
In terms of the Great Lakes Renewable Energy is,
Right.
It depends. The cost, let's focus on solar. You know, the cost of solar has come down dramatically in the last two or three years. We have the extension of the 30% investment tax credit at the federal level. And so, yes, we think, for the most part, that people can pay off their system within no more than 10 years. But the thing is that as electrical utility rates keep going up 2-4% almost every year, then the payback period is actually going to continue to be shorter because the cost of people remaining on, utility electricity is going to increase, which means for those that have made the choice to go to the renewable energy route, they're actually going to be saving money more quickly as the utility rates keep increasing.
So how many people are you expecting for the conference and the fair?
We're hoping for about 200 people for each day. The tickets are about $25 per person, but if you want to bring your wife and your kids, it's only $25 for the entire family. We're actually having a series of activities for youngsters on Saturday with the Hands-On Museum out of Ann Arbor is coming up to Traverse City, and they're going to be putting on some events for children. And so parents could drop off their kids. They could participate in the conference. You know, there'll be more activities on Sunday for kids. They can circulate amongst the vendors. So we're trying to make this a family event. But to answer your question, we're hoping for 200 people apiece, but, you know, more the merrier.
Now, I know this energy fair has moved around the state quite a bit. It's been in different locations. It was in Nekama, I believe.
Yeah, I went to a couple that were at the Manistee County Fairgrounds.
Right.
That was fun.
Came down to Novi one time.
Was swallowed up by Cobo Hall once.
Yeah. And then in Lansing, or actually not Lansing, Mason a couple of times. So are you still kind of searching for that perfect location, or is Traverse City it?
Or are you intentionally moving it around?
Could sort of involve the whole state.
The Great Lakes Renewable Energy Association historically has held one major energy fair a year, and we have moved it around. But we actually are changing our model because our goal is to try and educate as many people as possible about the economic benefits of installing a renewable energy system and how those benefits translate into a cleaner environment. So we're actually moving to more of a regional energy fair approach because we want to make it easy for members of the public to go to a fair. They don't have to drive as far, and that way it's more convenient for themselves and their lifestyle, or if they have children. So we're having an energy fair in Traverse City, which we hope to attract people from, the northern lower peninsula and, frankly, also from the upper peninsula. And then we're having an energy fair on September 9th in Ferndale, Michigan,
which is a
suburb just north of Detroit. So folks in southeast Michigan that might not have the ability to drive to Traverse City, they can just stay local and come to Ferndale. In the future, we're hoping to have, three or four of these regional fairs every year. So cover somebody in the western part of the state, Grand Rapids, maybe even go to the UP, to go to Marquette, go to southwest Michigan, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph area, maybe Kalamazoo. Because, again, our goal is we want to accelerate the rate that people adopt renewable energy. And so we have to engage in a very serious educational campaign. Because, anytime there's a new technology that's being introduced in our country, it always takes a while for people to be comfortable with it. So we have to engage in an educational process. And frankly, when there's a serious amount of money involved, when you invest in a renewable energy system, we want people to fully understand what they're getting involved with. And so that's another reason why we're promoting education. So, again, we want to make it easy. We want to have a regional fair approach. And so that's why we're trying to have several fairs in different parts of the state every year.
I know there was some talk last year about revisiting Michigan's net metering rules that would have made it a lot tougher for the paybacks on rooftop solar. Where are we on that issue right now?
Well, what happened was a new law was enacted last December, and basically it kept net metering in as it currently is until approximately April of 2019. Between now and then, the Public Service Commission is engaging in a year-long process to look at whether it's appropriate to enact a renewable energy distributive energy tariff. And that literally is the language which is in this bill, in the bill that became law. So beginning last April until April of 2018, the Public Service Commission is holding a series of hearings to try and figure out what the real cost is to the grid and to the investor-owned utilities for people to adopt a solar system and to remain connected to the grid. But even if they do decide to levy a tariff, which is not clear it's going to happen, because so far we're realizing that the cost to the, the grid is very minimal for people that get solar. But even if a tariff is levied, again, which is not certain, it won't take effect until April of 2019. And even then, there will be a 10-year grandfather clause that's a part of the new law that means that if you install a solar system prior to the enactment of the new tariff, that you will have 10 years where you won't have to pay that tariff. And the reason why the 10 years is what we talked about a few minutes ago, is that currently, on average, it takes about 10 years to pay off your system. But again, there is fairly clear certainty that there would not be much of a solar tariff at all. And one of the panels we'll be discussing at the Energy Conference on June 24th is with the Public Service Commission. They will be talking about this process, and members who attend that workshop will be able to share with Julie Baldwin, who is the lead staffer for the Public Service Commission, who will be on the panel to discuss this solar, this renewable distributive energy tariff.
Let me just say that you're new. Where did you come from? What's your background? I know you're just assumed your duties, but I'm not sure what the date was when you assumed your duties.
Well, first of all, again, my name is John Freeman. I'm the new executive director of the Great Lakes Renewable Energy Association. Prior to becoming the executive director last December, I've been on the board of directors of the organization for about 3 years. I've had a history of working in different progressive organizations, and I also served 6 years as a state representative representing the wonderful communities of Royal Oak, Hazel Park, and Madison Heights.
Wow.
And so my job is to promote renewable energy in Michigan and to enable the Great Lakes Renewable Energy Association, which is the oldest trade association representing renewable energy companies and even individual members that their advocates for renewable energy can become members. So again, I've been working on this for a while, and I want to make sure you listeners understand that they want to learn more about the Energy Conference and the fair. There's a great website they can go to, which is www.micleanenergyconference.org. There they can see the agenda, they can buy tickets, they can look at what hotels are available, and they can see who our sponsors are for this event. So just to answer your question, I've had a background in working on different policy matters. I've worked in the legislature to try and enact policy laws. And that's why I'm really excited to be the executive director, because I know how important it is not only to educate the people about renewable energy, but also the importance of establishing a policy framework that supports the expansion of renewable energy in Michigan.
All right. Thanks very much, John Freeman, Executive Director of the Great Lakes Renewable Energy Association. And the website of the organization is still glrea.org, I believe, isn't it?
Yes, glrea.org is for the Great Lakes Renewable Energy Association. You can also learn about the conference from that association, buy tickets and all that. But there's also the other website, www.micleanenergyconference.org. And I appreciate the opportunity to be on your program, and you're doing a wonderful service. So thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Freeman.
This is Mike Brennan.
And Matt Rausch.
And you've been listening to M Squared TechCast on the Podcast Detroit Network.
Thanks for listening to M Squared TechCast, a live internet radio show offering the latest news and interviews with the people driving business, technology, and politics in Michigan. Join your hosts, Matt Rausch and Mike Brennan, next Monday at 3 p.m. If you can't listen live, audio podcasts of the show can be found at podcastdetroit.com.